Within the edition of Main Menu, dated the 24th of October 2001, I discussed the benefits of installing configuration files for different screen readers. At that time, although I had created quite a number of WindowEyes set files, which seemed to work rather well, I'd only dabbled in JAWS for Windows scripting. There is much more scope in terms of what you can do with the JAWS scripting language than there is with WindowEyes set files, in my opinion, but that means that it also takes that little bit longer to learn. In fact, quite a lot longer to learn. I'm not a brilliant script writer by any means, and I cannot profess to have taken the scripting language to its full potential like perhaps some other people have done. But I can say that I've managed to do quite a lot of work which people seem to like. So what I'd like to do here is just to show off, quite frankly, show you some of the things which I have achieved with the JAWS scripting language. I'll tell you later on as well how you can get hold of some of these scripts. The first application I'd like to demonstrate is Microsoft Word. Now, JAWS already provides fantastic access to this application, as we all know. But there are quite a few things that I've included in my scripting package which make word processing just that little bit easier. In fact, when you buy the scripts from me, you get over 50 scripts in the whole package, which, quite frankly, when you're transferring them and updating them from version to version, gets a bit of a headache. But they are available from JAWS 3.5 to version 4.5, and there are plenty of functions in there for both experienced and new users alike. So let's start with showcasing some of those features for new users. With each set of scripts, you get comprehensive documentation, so if there is any configuring of an application to be done prior to installing the scripts and using them, then that is discussed within that README file. But generally, as far as JAWS is concerned, it's a pretty robust screen reader, and you don't really have to do much configuring of an application in order to get it to work if a script writer has been at work. I've got JAWS version 4.5 running at the moment, not that that matters a whole lot, and I've also got Word 9, which is part of Office 2000, running with the DeckTalk Access 32 speech synthesizer. I'm going to start typing a sentence. I'm going to type hello.
H-E-L-L-O, space.
I've got character echo on at the moment, so we've got hello. I'm going to press the F4 key there.
Word okay.
And it says word okay. Why is it saying that? Well, we'll get to why that is in a moment. I'm going to type this.
T-H-I-S, space.
And press F4.
Word okay.
Is.
I-S, space.
Brian.
B-R-I-A-N, space.
And.
A-N-D, space.
I.
Space.
Am.
A-M, space.
Demonstrating.
D-E-M-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-N-G.
Okay, so you heard that I spelt the word demonstrating with two M's there. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Space.
And I'm going to press F4.
D-E-M-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-I-N-G.
Okay, this is really for new users, as I say, and it's for people who are just learning how to type or learning how to use Microsoft Word for the first time. When you hit the space bar, what you can do is press F4, which is a fairly easy key to find, and JAWS will tell you whether or not the word is okay, whether it's been spelled correctly, or if it hasn't been spelled correctly, such as was the case with the word demonstrating. It will spell the word back out to you, so you can go ahead and correct it if you want to do that, which you probably would. But that's quite a useful function. I did want to make it a little bit better than that. I did want to have it so that you could press the space bar and JAWS would immediately tell you. But there were all sorts of keyboarding issues and sluggishness issues which went along with previous versions of JAWS. And really, I thought it would create more tech support queries than it was actually worth. So I decided that I'd put it on the F4 key and then people could use it if they really wanted to, and there was no speed restrictions or anything of that nature. So that's what's happened. I'm going to just do a Control A for select all.
Hello, this is Ryan.
And delete.
Blank.
Okay, so we've got a blank document again. And I'm going to type the word hello once more.
H-E-L-L-O, space.
And now I'm going to press Alt-W. In a lot of my scripts, I like to use mnemonic keys, or at least keystrokes that are going to be familiar to you, that you're going to remember. And Alt-W is the word count script. Now, a lot of purists might say, well, of course, you can go into the Tools menu, you can go into the word count option, and you can listen to what Jaws is saying there when it reads out the dialogue, etc., etc. And of course you can. You can use all the functions. In fact, the point about my scripts is that they don't interfere with any of the scripts that Freedom Scientific have already embedded into Jaws itself. These are just add-ons, and in the case of applications which have got no scripts written for them anyway, it doesn't really matter, does it? But anyway, Alt-W is for word count, and I'm going to press that now.
There is one word in this document.
And immediately it says, there is one word in this document. So I try to make them as friendly as possible. It's not going to say just words one, which is what you would get if you went into the Tools word count option. I try and make them a bit more friendlier than that. So in this case it says, there is one word in this document. Okay, I'm going to type a little bit more here.
A-I-S-I-S-A-T-E-F-T-Space.
I just typed, this is a test, and now I'll press Alt-W again.
Words 5.
And it says, words 5. How many lines have we got? That's Alt-L.
There is one line in this document.
Okay, that's fair enough. And obviously, if we had subsequent lines, then it would tell us how many lines there were. And if you wanted the number of pages, you would press Alt-P. If you wanted to know which page you were on in the document, you'd press Alt-N for page number. If you want the margin settings of the document, you can press Alt and M.
Margins. Top margin equals 1 inches. Bottom margin equals 1 inches. Left margin equals 1 inches. Right margin equals 1 inches.
Okay, we've got one apiece there. Top, bottom, left and right is 1 inches. The scripts take account of centimetres and millimetres, by the way. So if you had, 2.54 centimetres, Jaws would take account of that, and it would be able to tell you exactly what the settings were. Now, if you want to know whether text is in bold or not, you could press Insert F, of course. Let's just make something in bold here. I'll just highlight all that and press Control B.
This is a test. Bold on.
Okay, so that the bold is on. I'll just remove that highlight.
T.
With the left arrow key. Now then, I could press Insert F, which is the standard information keystroke for this.
Times New Roman. 12 point. Bolded. Normal style. Line spacing. Single. Paragraph formatting aligned left. Outline level body text.
So it gives you a lot of information, such as the point style and size and so on, and also that it's left aligned and that it's in bold. But if you're in a bit of a hurry, you want that information to be given to you with a lot more efficiency than that, don't you? So I've created a few keystrokes that you can use when you're really zipping around a document and you really want to know whether something is left aligned or centered, or you want to know whether it's in bold, italicized, or underlined status. So Shift-Control and 7 gives you the bold status. Shift-Control 8 is italic status, and Shift-Control 9 is underlined status. So if I press Control-Shift 7 now...
Bold on.
It says bold on. And if we press Control-Shift 9...
Underline off.
It says underline off. And that is actually correct. What about Alt-J for justification?
Left aligned.
It says left align. If we just center this particular line...
Centered.
With Control-E, and now press Alt-J...
Centered.
It says centered. Now, if we just come down a bit here, with a couple of taps of the Enter key... Now, what is the cursor position in inches from the left edge of the document? Bearing in mind that we're working in inches at the moment, of course, I'll press Shift and Grav Accent to get that information.
0.166 inches from left edge.
Okay, let's press the space bar a few times here. And now we'll press that keystroke again.
0.583 inches from left edge.
Okay, so you're getting very accurate information here. And these keystrokes, although very useful, are not included in Jaws by default. So I think that they're quite useful scripts to have in there. Another thing that happens is when you press the home key, you get the first letter of the line on which you're working. And that's obviously quite useful. Window Eyes certainly does that by default, but JAWS hasn't done that in the past, so I've put that in. And a few secretaries asked me to put this feature in. What you can do is press Control-Shift-Semicolon. And that means, of course, that your hands don't have to stray away from the main keyboard too much. And you can press that keystroke repeatedly. And what happens is Word will advance to the next paragraph. JAWS will read the alignment of that paragraph, and it will also read the first sentence. Now, this is useful because if you're scanning through the document and you're trying to locate a heading somewhere that may be centred, for example, then this would be quite a good way of doing it. I've actually loaded a document that we can play around with, and it's an advertisement I submitted to a magazine about my access technology training services. And I'm on the first paragraph of the document now, and I'll just press Control-Shift-Semicolon to move to the next one.
Left aligned. I am able to provide affordable, high-quality
effective
training. Left aligned. I have a thorough knowledge of JAWS, Window Eyes,
and again. Work.
Left aligned. As an employer, do any of your visually...
Okay, so although there aren't any centered paragraphs in this particular document, if there were such paragraphs or headings, then JAWS would stop at that particular point and you would hear the information which was relevant to you. Now, I've stopped reading at this point, and I want to introduce you to another few keystrokes which are very useful. Alt and full stop, or alt period, will read the current sentence on which you're focused.
As an employer, do any of your visually impaired employees find it difficult to navigate around software which has been specifically designed for your company?
Okay, I've got the speech running a little bit fast, but it really doesn't matter too much because I don't want you to make sense of the document as such. I'm just describing what there is here. Control, shift, and full stop will move to the next sentence and speak it. Control and comma will report the current character for you.
A.
Which happens to be a letter A in this case. And if I press it twice quickly...
A cap alpha.
And it says capital A... Well, it doesn't actually. It says capital alpha. which gives you an idea of what it is. Control and period, or full stop, which is obviously the next key combination along, will report the current word, and pressing it twice quickly will spell it. Control and forward slash will read you the current line. Control and semicolon will go into say all mode. So all these keystrokes are designed so that you don't have to move your hands away from the home row particularly, and you don't have to move over to the number pad to execute a lot of these commands. And I find these very useful. Now, before we end the Word scripts, I couldn't do so if I didn't show you my block scripts. There are a few issues with these under Windows XP, so I'm told. And since that I've now got Windows XP, only this last week at the time of recording, I can put in a bit of work to actually finding out what the difficulties are here, and obviously resolving them. But what they allow you to do is to mark the beginning of the piece of text you would like to manipulate, and at the moment you're able to cut or copy this to the clipboard if you want to. And then you can go and paste it somewhere else. That could either be further down the document, or it could be in another document. You don't have to know anything about Windows selection keys, particularly. And while a lot of people may say, well, that's getting people away from using Windows selection keys, yes, it may be, but it also means that you get reliable reporting of text, even if you're selecting pages and pages of a document. And this is just the way to do it, really. I'm going to go to the top of this document with Control Home.
Top of file.
And just have a look at what we've got here.
Having spent hundreds of pounds on...
Okay, that's what I want to mark. So I'll press Alt-Shift-M for mark block. I'm now going to move to somewhere else in the document.
If individual tuition is not an option for you from a financial perspective, feel free to ask about my self-training tutorials available on cassette and CD-ROM. The cost-effective tutorials...
Okay, we'll move along to the end of that sentence.
Self-tech... Available, and, seat, de, ROM, period, the,
Okay, that'll do. I can now press one of three keystrokes, either Alt-Shift-Comma to cut it to the clipboard, Alt-Shift-Full-Stop or period to copy it to the clipboard, or Alt-Shift-and-Slash, forward slash that is, to delete it permanently. Well, I don't want to delete it permanently, I just want to copy it to the clipboard, so I'll press Alt-Shift-and-Full-Stop, period.
Block copied.
And it says block copied. Now I'm going to go into a new document here.
Document 2, Microsoft Word.
And I'm going to paste the contents of the clipboard in here with Control V.
Paste a text from clipboard.
And let's have a look at some of what we've got here.
Having spent hundreds of pounds on computer hardware and stuff.
Yes, and it's all here anyway. There's no problem about it at all. That's how the cut, copy, and delete block functions work. There is another little function as well, and that enables you to cut a series of items to the clipboard. What you can do is mark the start of the point that you want to block. You can go to the other end of it, press Shift F12, I think I put it on, and that will cut one item to the clipboard. You can go and then mark another piece of text, go to the end of it, Shift F12 again, as many times as you like. You can then go into a new document, or wherever you want this series to be, and press Control Shift F12, and that will actually paste the whole lot into the document. So it's quite useful to be able to do that. And there is something else I've just thought about. Every time Word is launched, JAWS will automatically go ahead and close the Office 2000 clipboard for you. And this is something which does get in the way of screen reading. It can be used, there's no doubt about it, but it can get in the way of screen reading and could be a bit of a problem. So JAWS just takes care of that anyway without you having to worry about it. Okay, so I'm going to leave Microsoft Word at that point and go to another application, which is Eudora. Now again, in JAWS 4.5 particularly, there have been massive strides in terms of access to Eudora. They really have, and they've got some great functionality in there now. But I'm just going to demonstrate a few things which I happen to like. Now at the moment I'm focused upon the trash mailbox, and the first thing I've actually done is to make sure that when you press the home key to take you to the top of the index of messages and the end key to take you to the bottom of it, JAWS will actually report the read or unread status of the particular message on which you're focused. It'll go ahead and read that out. For example, if you've got the author and the subject line being spoken, if you've configured Eudora that way, and I have, it'll read that out. And it will also read the number of messages in the mailbox to you. Now, by default, even with the new Eudora 4.5 scripts installed, it doesn't actually do that. When you press the home or the end keys, you don't get that information. You don't get the read or unread status, and you certainly don't get the number of messages in the mailbox. So I've put it in to the script, so if I press the home key at this point.
Unread Jonathan Wilson, the double dose of the Blind Handyman Show. 1 of 267.
Okay, so you've got 267 messages in there, and there was a message from Jonathan Mosen which came off one of the ACB radio lists, either the Friends or Announce. Now, we can also do a few other things in the index of messages. For example, if I make sure that I'm focused on that Jonathan Mosen message.
Jonathan Mosen, a double dose of the Blind Handyman Show.
Okay, that's fine. If I want to find out if there are any other messages from Jonathan Mosen in this mailbox, and bearing in mind that it will take some time to go through all 267 messages, I can press Alt-A for author, and that will highlight all the messages from the focused author for us, and it will actually speak them.
Jonathan Mosen, a double dose of the Blind Handyman Show.
There is only one, actually, so it wasn't a very good example, but I can assure you that does work. If there were, I don't know, half a dozen messages from Jonathan in the mailbox, then it would certainly work. What you could then do, once they're highlighted, is you could press Alt-R for the transfer menu, and you could go and transfer them to one of your other mailboxes if you wanted to do that. The other thing that you can do is to delete all messages from the same author. All you need to do is to focus upon the message from the author that you want to delete, and you could press Shift-Control and delete, and it would just go ahead and do that. So if you had 10 messages from someone that you really didn't want to read email from at this particular time, all those 10 messages would be deleted. There are some other things that you can do. For example, you can delete a thread of messages if you want to. This is very similar to Outlook Express and the Microsoft Outlook group by conversation feature, except that you don't have to turn anything on. It's even better than that. When you find a particular conversation that you're not exactly interested in, you can just press Shift and Delete. And depending upon the verbosity settings that you have selected within the verbosity dialog in JAWS with Insert and V, whether it's beginner, intermediate or advanced level, certainly if it's at beginner level, JAWS will say delete thread, and it will just go ahead and delete it. So that's particularly good, and that's a feature that's requested by a lot of people. Now, what else have we got in here? Well, let's just go to the outbox for a moment.
Out. Send Melissa rescripts.
That's a message I've sent to Melissa Hensley, who sells all my tutorials and scripts and everything else in the USA. And you can get her details from my website. But I sent her a message this morning about scripts. So I'm just going to press enter on that now.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks.
Okay, I won't let you hear the message. But I can press Alt and Figure 2 here.
Message sent on 31/08/02@10:10.
Okay, so it says message sent on the 31st of August 2002 at 10:10, which is correct. It was sent this morning. I'm just going to close that window down with Control W.
Close. Out.
And I'm focused on the list of messages in the outbox. But I'm going to press that keystroke again, Alt and Figure 2, which tells me the date of the sent message.
Not in message edit window.
And it says not in message edit window. Okay, because clearly you need to tell JAWS which message that you're talking about there. I don't want to make this article particularly lengthy, and what I'd encourage you to do to check out a lot of the other features would be to go to my website at www.hartgen.org or hartgen.org.uk, whichever you prefer. From there, if you activate the configuration files link, you're able to see all the README files for all the different JAWS scripts and other configuration files that I've got there. And you can go ahead and have a look at all the features. They're well documented. On the subject of email clients, I will be producing an update to my Outlook Express scripts very shortly. Certainly because one of the things which I've been asked frequently to include would be a keystroke so that you can actually turn off some of the rubbish that you get when you press enter on a given message. What happens by default at the moment is that you get information spoken to you, such as the author's name and also the subject line as well of the message, which clearly you've already obtained, because when you're in the index of messages and you're browsing through, you get that information spoken to you anyway, so you don't really want to hear it again. So what I'll be including is a feature so that when you press enter, you'll just go straight into the message. It will go straight into a sale, and you'll be able to hear it straight away there. So that'll be quite nice. And as I say, you'll be able to turn that on and off. It will be off by default. But should you really want it, you'll be able to turn it back on. Okay. Now, I'll just quickly move on to the other scripts that I want to demonstrate. I do have scripts for different versions of EasyCD Creator, by the way, and one or two other applications as well. But we'll just demonstrate the latest scripts that I've got here. And this is for the Chatterbox client. Now, there are several versions of the Chatterbox client scripts already available from different sources, and I'm really reluctant to deprive any visually impaired person of their income. But having said that, I feel that I have done quite a good job on these, perhaps a little better than I expected. So I'm just going to demonstrate one or two aspects of this. There hasn't really been a great article on Main Menu about how to use the Chatterbox client itself. There was an interview with George Byes of Audio Tips at one stage when the Chatterbox client was very new. But I have to say that documentation, even on the various chat sites, as to how to use the Chatterbox client with screen readers is very sparse, actually. which caused a bit of a difficulty when it came round to compiling these scripts. But anyway, I'm going to show you what there is here. There are two principal sites for chatting among visually impaired people. One is called audio-tips.com, so that's www.audio-tips.com, and the other one is www.for-the-people.com. Both of these sites have a lot of different chat rooms associated with them, and this opens up a great many opportunities, not only for social interaction, but also for online training and any other teaching. The possibilities are really endless. But what I'm going to do is just go onto the audiotips.com site for the moment.
Page has two headings and 16 links. Graphic audio tips, chat community, audio-tips.
Okay, fine. Now I'm going to, just for the purposes of this, I want to get into an environment where I'm not going to be chatting at all. And this has been the difficulty in creating these scripts, because whenever I've gone into a chat room, people have wanted to talk to me, and I haven't really wanted to talk back to them, particularly while I'm obviously getting into the complexities of creating these things. But anyway, I'm just going to tab...
Sign up here, test your mic here link.
And there is a link, and it's called Test Your Mic Here. I'm going to press enter on that link.
Test Your Mic Here link. File download dialog. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox checked. Alt-C. Chatterbox scripts by Brian Hutton. Press insert with H.
And what it was going to say there was press insert and H for a list of shortcut keys. And that's what you can do with all of my scripts, by the way. You can press insert with H and you can browse through the different hotkeys. And what you can also do, of course, is when you get to a function you really like, you don't have to hit the hotkey at all. You can just press enter and the desired action will be accomplished. Let me tell you some of the things that you can do in these scripts. You can press Alt and P to get a list of people in the room. Okay, we're coming back to these mnemonic, easy-to-remember keystrokes again. Alt-N will tell you the name of the person speaking currently. If you press Alt-N twice quickly, the name of the person speaking will be spelled. If you press Control with E, you hear information in the Edit field. Now, in the Edit field, you get a lot of messages being spoken. For example... Brian Hartgen has entered the chat room, or Brian Hartgen has left the chat room, and so on. This information is generally spoken automatically, but if you want this information repeating, you can press that keystroke, Control E, for edit field. Control Shift E will copy that information to the clipboard, should you really want to copy it to the clipboard. There are several windows within the Chatterbox client. One of them is the typing window, because you can actually send text messages to and from different people. F2, I think it is, will always make sure that you are placed in that window. F3 will take you to the edit log window. So you can use the arrow keys to browse through the messages I've just been telling you about, although, as I say, you can always hear those with Control E anyway. If there is no information in the edit field at all, by the way, JAWS will just say there is no information in the edit field. Here's something which I quite like, actually. You can focus upon a list of people in the room to interact with them. I'll demonstrate this in just a moment and hope it works. But you can press Alt and L for list of people in the room, and you can then browse through the list of room participants with the up and down arrow keys. When you reach the person with whom you want to interact, you can press Shift and F10 That activates a context menu for the individual user, and you can activate one of the options should you want to do that. You can browse through them with the arrow keys and then press enter on any one of them. A good example of one of them would be send a file. To hear the connection status, you can press Alt with C. And there are plenty of other little scripts in there to help you along the way, which create a few shortcuts. So what I'm going to do is just go into this test your mic room. Right, we're now in the room, in fact. And if I press Alt-N for name of person speaking...
Brian.
It's actually got Brian in there. And we can press Alt-N twice to spell it.
Right, Brian. B-R-I-A-N.
If we want to hear the list of people in the room, we'll just press Alt-P.
People in the room are Brian, Mr. Echo.
It says Brian and Mr. Echo, because this is an example of being able to test your microphone. You can hold down the left control key to talk. You can do that. You can let it go. And if you hear the output being echoed back to you, then essentially you know that you're you're all set up and ready to go. But as far as we're concerned, our script is telling us the list of people in the room. What else can I do here? Control E for the edit field.
Could not find text in edit field.
And it says could not find text in edit field, which is fair enough. Let's focus upon the list of people in the room with Alt L.
Moving to list of people in the room. List 1, list view. Brian, 102.
And that's working perfectly. It says moving to list of people in the room. And of course all this extra information, such as that message and people in the room are all controllable from the verbosity dialogue. So I'm going to focus on myself here.
Mr. Echo, Brian.
Okay, and I'll activate the context menu with Shift F10.
Context menu, share application unavailable, S.
And a lot of these options are unavailable at the moment because we're not in an environment which is conducive to sharing information, but I can use the down arrow key here.
Send file unavailable.
It says send file.
Send web page unavailable. View home page, H. Share application unavailable, S.
Okay, so you get the idea, and we can press escape.
Context menu, share application, leaving menus.
To back out of that. So that's really all I can say about my scripts, apart from the fact that there are a couple of ways of being able to get hold of them. You can either join the file configuration service that I have running. Now, this is particularly advantageous if you have a couple of screen readers at least, and some people, for example, have got JAWS and WindowEyes. So if you want to get the set files that I've created for WindowEyes and also the JAWS scripts, that may be the way to go. That's actually £30 or $45. Alternatively, you can actually purchase scripts individually if you want to. They are $5 or £3 each. And if you want information about just about everything that I've spoken about, you can go to the website, and I'll just remind you of that again. It's www.hartgen.org. That's O-R-G.